the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So here's how they lay out how you can keep everybody. Durant opts out, re-signs for a non-bird exception, which is $31 million. Steph Curry re-signs on a designated veteran player contract, which is more than $35 million. Iguodala re-signs for $18 million. Livingston re-signs for $9 million. That would give them a payroll of about $155 million.
Once you've won 2 titles in 3 years, do those titles seem as valuable as they once did?
It's hard to say. I guess it depends on
the owner, right?
A lot of people speculating on Twitter, Jim Crane spending money and the Astros going out and getting people. And I think panic is starting to set in here a little bit because of these idiots you're trotting out there.
How bad does it get before you start to worry?
6.
If the Astros go out and trade for a big-time player, does that make them basically the Warriors?
The reason that people get so pissed off in basketball is because one guy can have so much bigger impact.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, even if you bring in Justin Verlander, it doesn't guarantee you that you're going to win the World
Series. 5th day.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jong Snow with a 0. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, some of what you got, pretty sportsy for the most part, because we did call Trey and wish him happy birthday, but otherwise mostly finals and Jerome and some Astros. Sorry, talk for a second.
We wanted to tell you guys about Sunfest, which is coming up, brought to you by Pacifico. I guess that's going to be the brew out there. That is Saturday, right, John?
Yes, sir.
Will you be there?
No, I am going to Dallas this weekend.
What are you
going to
do in Dallas?
My niece is, in Asian culture, we have this 100-day celebration. It's her 100-day celebration.
That's a made-up thing.
No, because back in the old days in Asia, babies, it was very rare to, not, I wouldn't say very rare, but it was kind of rare to make it to 100 days. So they didn't really start counting when you were born until the 100 days. So it's kind of, it's a tradition.
So since she made it 100 days, you guys are going to go have a cake or what?
Yeah, just a little celebration.
Like, isn't an Asian culture, don't you usually have to drown girl babies in the river?
I think they've gotten past that now.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that, like, that's a tradition though, right?
I'm not sure. Nothing we practice.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Because 100 days, you don't want to drown her in the river now. I mean, she's made it to the 100-day mark. You got to keep her.
She's a little person, though.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't, they don't, because you don't report the birth of the baby until much later. Not much later, but like about 3 months and sometimes a year. I know Teresa's dad really doesn't know when his real birthday is. Because they don't report to the government because they don't know if it's gonna survive. And you obviously, if you have a kid, you're gonna have to pay taxes and whatnot over to the government. So,
but your niece was reported the day she was born,
yes.
Right? She was born in a hospital.
Yes, in the hospital,
made of bricks and concrete,
uh-huh.
Like a real by a doctor.
Yes,
not a witch doctor, but someone who went to medical school.
Correct.
Okay.
Are you saying a witch doctor can't have gone to medical school? I mean, I think you could be both.
It's possible, but would you trust a witch doctor to deliver your child?
If he was an MD?
Yeah. Not me.
Okay.
Not me. So if the doctor, if your wife's OBGYN walks in and has a shrunken head necklace on, that's not a cause for concern?
As long as they've got that medical degree on the wall, I'm okay with it.
Turn off for
me. I'm okay with it.
I'm out on that.
Not a preference, but I'm okay with it. Mott says, I can get you saying we romanticize the past, but the same thought, I think a lot of people forget about the past and ride the present. Well, that's the thing. I think it's, you have people who do both.
Yeah.
And some people lock into – see, I still think the better teams from – that I've seen over my life, I thought the best the NBA was when it was Lakers and Celtics and Magic and Bird and that crew. And I thought that was a better era than the following one, but there's a lot of people who would disagree with that. Certainly Jerome would. But I still think the players are better, and I think what the Warriors and Cavs in particular did this year in the playoffs, yeah, I think it's pretty damn impressive, and it's hard for me to downplay that.
I like this, what we're seeing now, more so. And you know, when Lakers and Celtics was happening, I mean, like the Bird, I caught the end of that. Like I caught Magic Johnson and Larry Bird when they weren't. I mean, when they were aging stars, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like in their Manu Ginobili days, I guess is a good way to put
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I caught them in their twilights, particularly Bird in his twilight. But I think the thing that made that era cooler than the Jordan Bulls era is there was a real rivalry there in those NBA finals. And like those were the two best teams. There wasn't much debate about it. And whichever one didn't make it, it was kind of an upset. And I think it almost took away from the NBA finals in when those two guys didn't play each other. Jordan was facing someone different every time. I think what's great about this is you can't not think that there's a rivalry developing between the Warriors and the Cavs. They've played in three straight NBA finals. I mean, to me, that's interesting. You get the same teams in there a couple times in a row. I'm all for that. And let's also remember, you know, there was not all those Celtics-Lakers series in the 80s were ultra competitive. You know, there was some clunkers in there too. You know, and even going back to like at the sort of the end of that Showtime era when the Pistons just annihilated them. So just the fact that the series was 4-1 doesn't take away from it for me. I think seeing those same teams battle year in, year out, I like that. I guess people think it's not good for the game. I don't care about parity. I don't need that. I don't need some new team playing every year. I just want to see the best teams and the best players. And that's what we've gotten now for three straight years. I don't know what people are bitching about.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
This is sort of off topic, but sort of on. Someone put this in perspective today that this was LeBron James' 14th NBA season, and he's been to 8 NBA finals.
It's pretty impressive.
How absurd is that?
An average of triple-double.
What, I mean, you got to, that's insanity.
And, yeah, if you really want to go back, you got to go back to the years where there were only 8 teams. And the Celtics are winning a bunch of titles
right.
Because they had all the best players, but the other teams were better simply because there were fewer players.
Yeah, there was no salary cap.
Right.
That you were basically guaranteed a spot in the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it's pretty wild.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Man, we haven't really gotten to anything else. We didn't get our gym of the day in either. We'll have to do that when we come back because we haven't had that. At some point, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. The New York Times ranked the 25 best films of the 21st century. And no surprise, I don't think I haven't seen more than 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah, I've seen four.
Yeah, did you go through that?
There's one on that list that I want to see that I haven't, which is Mad Max. But everything else on there,
Mad Max does not belong on that list.
Okay,
no. Now, Mad Max was good, but it wasn't like it wasn't as epic as the critics made it out.
But
to be.
They didn't have The Big Short on there. They didn't have Spotlight.
Number 25 was very surprising to me.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a very weird list. And it made me think, I got to go make my own list. Since we're talking from 2000 to now. Because I guarantee you both those movies are in my top 5.
And I think it has to do with preference. And I think whoever wrote it, likes those types of movies?
I mean, that's there's a lot of time to put those that together. I mean, there's a lot of movies that have come out since 2000 that are very good. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen their list, but if I mean, it's got to be pretty decent.
We'll get to it when we come back.
Okay.
After we do the gym of the day. But right now, I got to tell you guys, Father's Day is this Sunday. You know how hard it is to shop for dad. Well, Harry's has you covered with a great gift package. And no matter who you're buying for, you can save money with Harry's special offer just for the Blitzers. Use coupon code BLITZ at checkout to save $5 off your set. And these razors are great. They do a fantastic job. They send them right to your house. So you get convenience, you get quality, and you get affordability. You can't beat that. A great shave at a fair price. So, looking for something for dad or for your grandfather or for your father-in-law? How about this? This is what I got my father-in-law. A Harry shave set, limited edition Father's Day, includes matte black razor handle, chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel, three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover. And it comes in a great, sleek, giftable box. You can just hand it to him, have it sent right to him. You don't have to worry about wrapping it. And they even throw in a personalized card for free. Go to harrys.com right now. Redeem a special offer just for the Blitzers. Harry's is going to give you $5 off your purchase with promo code BLITZ. Don't wait. Father's Day is this Sunday, and time is running out. Order today, harrys.com. Enter code BLITZ at checkout and get $5 off.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, we'll get to this movie list in a second because I'm looking at it again and it's pissing me off even more.
Yeah, we need to make our own lists.
Yeah, we do. Jong?
Because this is I've seen 11 of the top 25.
Okay, so you've seen, I think, three more than I have on this list.
You're more cultured than any one of us.
No, yeah. I mean, it's not really culture. I mean, I watch a lot of movies. I watch
I watch a lot of movies too, and I haven't even seen 11 of these.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You got something? What are we doing? What are we supposed
to do?
Here?
We got to do the Zanna Julie gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zanna Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. We're flying tomorrow. Generally, there's usually a bad experience.
More than likely.
I think there's some people in Malaga, Spain who probably have had it worse than you.
Okay.
Here's another thing. Never fly EasyJet. Now, if it's something called EasyJet, it's probably not the most trustworthy thing to begin with. But passengers on an EasyJet flight were horrified when the pilot asked them to vote on whether to take off, as there was only a, quote, 50-50 chance of both engines working.
Oh, boy.
Basically, they had been delayed for 40 hours already. So the pilot told passengers there was a chance that only one engine would be working.
And did they go for it?
Still at the boarding gate, the pilot...
I'd love to know what the vote turned out.
The pilot came out of the cockpit to explain the situation and asked for a show of hands. There were about 12 people who wanted to stay on, but the rest of us wanted to get off. It was absolutely horrendous, said Mama Ford Gemma Hooper. They're putting people into a broken plane and make it look like they were trying.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah, so hopefully when we fly out tomorrow, the pilot won't come out and say, there's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
Yeah. That is the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Okay, here's this list. This the New York Times put together their list of the best 25 films of the 21st century so far.
The problem is there's a lot of foreign film on here.
Right.
And that's where they lose me. I don't see a lot of that.
But 11 out of 25
yeah.
is pretty good.
No, it's not. As much as we watch movies.
Yeah, but
every year I try to watch all the ones that are nominated for the Oscars.
Okay, and have we all seen There Will Be Blood?
Yes.
Yes.
That's number one on the list.
I don't think that's the best movie in the past 25 years.
I have no problem with it being on the top 25. I don't love the ending of the movie, but I do think it was a very good film. I like that movie a lot, so I won't complain. It deserves to be in the top 25. Number two, Spirited Away, which is a Japanese anime movie.
Nope.
Never seen
it. Not seen it.
Number three, Million Dollar Baby. We've all seen that.
I've seen it.
Yeah. I don't
agree with it being number three.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be at the tail end of a list maybe, but not
I don't even know. Yeah. Okay. But everybody kisses Clint Eastwood's ass. He can't do anything wrong, so they have to do that. Number four, A Touch of Sin.
Another foreign film.
It's Chinese. I've never seen it.
Okay, John, you should have seen that then.
Nope.
No?
Not me.
The Death of Mr. Lazarescu.
Nope.
No, nope. Nor I. Yi.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Inside Out.
I've seen it.
I've seen that too.
It's pretty good.
It's a kid's. It's a cartoon movie. It's a kid movie.
But it is good.
For a kid movie, it's very good, I think. Number eight, Boyhood.
I have not.
I've seen that.
Yeah. You hated it, right?
I hated it.
I don't think it belongs on any list.
No, I thought it sucked. You saw it?
Yeah, I ejected about halfway through.
Yeah, I don't like it. So
technically I haven't seen it, but I just thought, man, this isn't very good.
I usually like Richard Linklater. I don't like that movie. Summer Hours, I've not seen.
I haven't either.
Me either.
Hurt Locker, I've seen.
I've seen.
Yeah. That's number 10, which is a little high for me, but that's all right.
Inside Llewellyn Davis, which is the Coen Brothers movie, which, listen, how this makes the list and No Country for Old Men, or No Country for Old Men, or that doesn't make the list, I don't understand.
Or the True Grit remake, or Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Any of them.
Yeah. This is my, I ejected on this one pretty early, too.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. Timbuktu, haven't seen.
Nope.
That's number 12.
Number 13, In Jackson Heights, I haven't seen.
Nope.
Number 14, L'Enfant. Nope.
Nope.
Number 15, White Material.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Number 16, Munich.
Nope.
I have seen Munich.
I have not seen Munich.
It's a sort of a depressing movie, but I've seen it. I don't know that it's that great. I don't know that I'm like in a hurry to watch it again, but I have seen it. Number 17, Three Times.
Nope.
Nope.
Never seen it. Never even heard of it. Number 18, The Gleaners and I.
Nope.
A movie inspired by a famous 1857 painting by Jean-Francois Millet.
I got to go download it right now. I have to go see that.
A movie inspired by a painting. That sounds great. Mad Max Fury Road.
I have not.
I have seen.
You haven't seen that? Oh, that's right. You mentioned that. No, it's okay. It's not a top 25 movie.
Moonlight, I've seen.
I have not.
Wendy and Lucy, I've not seen.
I haven't seen Moonlight either, and I haven't seen Wendy and Lucy.
So. I'm Not There, I've seen, but only because I'm like a Bob Dylan nerd.
I haven't seen that
either. I wouldn't blame anyone for not seeing it. And by the way, it's not a top 25 movie. No. I don't know why they put that there. Silent Light, I've not seen.
Nope.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, I have seen.
I haven't seen, but it's been on my list of movies that I want to see. I haven't seen it.
Do you remember when you used to have a Netflix queue?
Yeah.
They would send you the movies. Before Netflix was streaming, they would send you DVDs in the mail.
Yeah.
You always had to decide how you wanted to put your list together. And then number 25 is The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
See, looking at the first top 24 of this list, I would not have pegged this for number 25.
I wouldn't have either.
Great movie, by the way. But I wouldn't have put it number 25.
They probably felt the need to throw a comedy
in there.
Well, if you're going to do that, why not The Hangover?
Yeah.
The Hangover is one of the best comedies ever, in my opinion. But here's... Well, one of the reasons why I'm a little... I guess this is what we should expect from the New York Times, right? This is very highbrow.
Oh, yeah.
Except for number 25.
Yeah. Except for number 25.
But that's... I mean, that's like they're throwing a bone to... those of us who are normal, who are not a bunch of highbrow.
Yeah, like the...
But seriously, how does a movie like The Big Short or Spotlight that were nominated for Academy Awards and one of them won, I thought those movies were as good as I've seen in the past decade, easy.
There's a lot... Like, I had my mind started spinning around this. Like when I started, when I found the list, I was like, I had in my head the movies that would surely be on there. Another movie that won an Academy Award and was nowhere to be found was Gladiator. And I thought, well, maybe that came out in the 90s, but it didn't. It came out in 2000.
That's a pretty good movie.
That's a very good movie. I mentioned No Country for Old Men, which is one that I was thinking of and figured it would be on the list. It was not. The Departed.
That was pretty good.
It's a great movie. I don't know. Have you guys seen Memento?
I have.
Yeah. That's another movie that I thought would for sure be on there. Was not. So, I don't know. I mean, it's obviously an opinion piece. I just don't like that guy's opinion. Or I think it's a dude and a chick.
Well, yeah, he went and got a bunch of other... and here's this... I think this paragraph defines the kind of people... Like, a Manola Dargis writes this. So, he had her and Benicio Del Toro, I think was the other one, who weighed in on some things. But this one is just on the Hurt Locker. I'm just going to read you this paragraph, and I think it says all you need to know about this list. Catherine Bigelow made history when she became the first woman to win the Oscar for Best Director for The Hurt Locker. At long last, a brilliant female director was recognized for her art by a male-dominated industry that remains pathologically resistant to equality.
And that constitutes it being number 10 on the list?
Apparently. It was a cinematic and political milestone then. It still is. Mm. And while... So that's your...
What about Inglourious Bastards? I thought that was an omission, too.
I think it's the best of the Tarantino movies.
The best of this century's Tarantino movies, yeah.
Yeah.
The Social Network, I thought, was really good. I don't know. There's a lot of movies that you could have thrown in there. 12 Years a Slave was really powerful stuff, man.
Now, I would put that... That's one of those movies that... I'm glad I saw it. I don't ever want to see it again.
No, I don't want to see it again either. But
it was really
well
done.
You need to have watched it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do our own list. And a lot of people are throwing movies out there that are from like the 90s and 80s and 70s. This is just since 2000. So,
well, yeah, I don't like that list. It's a BS. They need to check. You know what they need to check? My flick chart.
They don't need to check mine. Mine's all like comedies and comic book movies.
They would figure things out. There's no superhero movies on that list.
The Dark Knight should be on that list.
The Dark Knight should be on that list.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
And maybe Iron Man should be on that list.
I'm telling you, Deadpool would be on my list. I know they're never putting those kind of movies on there, but it's okay to put Mad Max on there because it was about female empowerment.
That's true.
Which is why it got... And I don't think that movie should have been nominated. I liked it, but...
Yeah, every time someone puts Boyhood on one of those lists... I get so angry because that movie's not good. I don't know who watched that movie. Like, the only person who could have watched that movie, and I think everybody who says that it's good watched it and wanted to be, they wanted to feel like, you know, I don't know, hip. So they said it was really cool. That movie sucks. I defy you to sit down and watch that whole movie and be entertained. You can't do it.
I don't want to.
No, you don't, because it sucks. You know what you could do? You could watch Iron Man. I can watch Iron Man every day.
That King's Speech was pretty good.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that could have easily gone on. See, that seems to me the kind of movie that they would put on there, except it's not foreign enough, I guess.
No.
It was from Britain, no? I mean, was it an American-produced movie?
I think it was I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But it wasn't French, and it wasn't Chinese or Japanese. And again,
and it wasn't about a painting.
Yeah, it wasn't inspired by a painting. Leaving off No Country for Old Men pisses me off too. That was such a great movie. I don't know. I hate people that write these types of stories where they're super snobby, and you know, if there's violence in it, it's no good. Or if there if you ever laugh, that it's not a good movie. I don't like that.
Basically, you need subtitles.
I just want entertainment. When I watch a movie, like I like a movie if I sit down and I'm entertained for the entire time. You know what should have been on that list? Mean Girls. You know what I'd rather watch? Mean Girls or Boyhood? Guess.
Mean Girls.
Of course. Lindsay Lohan was so hot in Mean Girls. You know how many hot chicks are in Boyhood? I don't know. I couldn't even. It wouldn't have saved it. If hot Lindsay Lohan showed up in Boyhood, it wouldn't have saved that stupid movie. All right. I got to tell you about my computer career. If you are a snobby film critic for the New York Times and you're rethinking your life, maybe check out my computer career. Maybe get into the computer industry. It's not too late, guys. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of information technology and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow veterans. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hot with rage, I begin to plead. God won't make me go back to that cage. At least you've got a job, is what the people say. If I could win the lotto, I would finally break away.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. Wednesday with Greeny and Golic. The guys will talk to Adam Schefter about Odell Beckham Jr. and the Giants, plus Hall of Famer James Worthy. It's Mike and Mike on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I got to give something away. Win a $25 Raisin Cane's gift card and indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raisin Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisinCane's.com to find the location nearest you today. Caller 25. It's the gift card.
About that Raising Cane's life.
I might want to see this Spirited Away thing. Because I went and found a BBC list of top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen four of them. Mulholland Drive is their number one.
Which, that's a good movie. That should be on the other list.
It should be on the list. I don't know if it's number one. But Spirited Away from Hayao Miyazaki from 2001. It says the highest grossing film of all time in Japan and the only Japanese-produced animated movie to win the Best Animated Feature Oscar. Director Hayao Miyazaki's masterpiece follows a young girl who finds herself in a spirit world where humans are turned into beasts.
All right.
That actually sounds kind of cool to me. Number two on their list was In the Mood for Love from Wong Kar-wai in 2000. Have you seen that?
No.
Says director.
I've actually never seen a movie made by a guy named Wong.
Director Wong Kar-wai examines temptation in his classic that follows two neighbors who share a bond after realizing that their spouses are having affairs, but resist doing the same. Boring.
Yeah.
Oh, well. There you go. We'll do our own lists.
Yeah. I saw a movie once where a guy found out his wife was having an affair. And then he killed her.
Okay, that's more interesting.
Yeah.
Plot. Yeah. And tried to get away with it?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I like that. That's more realistic, right? Yeah.
No one ever says, oh, I know my wife's cheating on me, but I'm going to try not to do that.
Yeah, with my hot neighbor chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If the hot neighbor chick is into you, go for it. Only if your spouse is cheating on you.
Right, of course.
You got to get back, right? So it's, they're now throwing around out there that Floyd has agreed to his end of this fight.
No, I believe, again, let's,
I mean, no, I know you're excited about this, man.
No, I'm just going to wait until there's a date and an official.
Well, meeting. Actually, I think there is.
August 26th, is that what you're seeing?
Yeah.
Now? Yeah, because it's like the third date I've seen. Let me know when a reputable source tells you something about that, because it's all MMA Inside Beat and stuff like that. It's all crap websites reporting it. Let me know when ESPN or Yahoo or somebody like that puts it together.
I'm not sure I trust ESPN. They'll just say ESPN has learned from reading whatever website. Well, I mean, there are some guys that actually cover this stuff. So we'll see. But I know how excited you are for this. This will be like your favorite fight ever.
No, I don't care about that. J. Rapp says The Hateful Eight was really good. I think the best of Tarantino in the 2000s. I'll put it behind Inglourious Basterds and probably Django.
Yeah, that was probably my least favorite. Oh, Django to me was, I wasn't in love with that either. But I absolutely, I mean, I thought Inglourious Basterds was fantastic.
And Kill Bill, those movies came out after 2002, I'm pretty sure.
Probably so, yeah. I just know, which one do you put on there? Mm. See, I always thought that those movies would have been better if he'd combined them into one nice long movie.
So long.
Yeah. 2003 was volume one, so. But he did that budget. He did that movie for $30 million.
That's pretty good.
Especially with all the.
Well, people do his movies for like damn near free.
Yeah. I mean, just to say you've been in a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
What's David Fincher done lately? See what he's been up to.
I don't know what he's up to. I wish they would have kept doing that.
I know he was. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah, I liked that movie. No one liked it for some reason.
I thought he was great. I know he's a producer on House of Cards, but.
Are we blaming him for that?
No, because it really doesn't have his feel.
Because he did Gone Girl.
Yeah.
And he did The Social Network. I don't know what else he's done in the last while.
The next thing that I see him being rumored in is World War Z 2.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
It's under announced. And he's doing, I guess, a show called Mindhunter.
I don't know about that.
Well, these are just his director titles.
Yeah, his films 7 and Fight Club are considered among the greatest movies of the 90s.
Yeah, those are 90s movies, though.
Yeah.
You know what's a 2000s movie? Snatch.
Zodiac, which I think was underrated.
Zodiac's good too.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
I don't like that movie. But I did like Social Network.
Gone Girl. Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
I don't like Gone Girl. I don't like movies about where the girls are too crazy. I don't like my wife to watch these movies where women kill men. I don't want her seeing that nonsense.
Yeah, well.
I gotta keep that in check.
It's too realistic.
Yeah. Could give her some crazy ideas.
So, yeah, he's doing another Netflix thing.
That Mindhunter?
Yeah. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back. Hey, Houston, check out River Oaks Theater's free screening of A Long Way From Home this Wednesday, June 14th at 7 p.m. Visit longwayfromhomemovie.com to reserve your spot. That's longwayfromhomemovie.com for more details. Wonder where that one will rank.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to find
it. I've never seen it.
I haven't either, but you can see it Wednesday.
You seen it, Jong?
I have not.
Well, you're behind.
Well, isn't everybody, because it's, you know, a free screening.
Oh.
It's like it hasn't been out yet. That's how it works.
We'll get there.
Better call Joel. Hey, why don't you talk sports and not dumb movies? Let's talk WNBA playoffs for tonight.
Yep. Are
there WNBA playoffs tonight?
I have no idea. I thought the WNBA... The
he needs the sarcasm emoji for that.
I think the season's about to start.
Yeah, I don't think the season starts until the real basketball's over.
Really? I thought... Well, I have no clue.
That could be made up. That could be fake news. I don't know.
Yeah,
LeBron last night was like... they asked him what he was going to do, and he said he was going to... sit back, relax, and watch WNBA. Get his body right, watch WNBA.
He's lying.
7 hours ago, the AP released its WNBA poll. So they're playing. The Lynx are unbeaten and unanimous number one in AP WNBA power poll. They're really doing a power poll. Minnesota's 9-0. At home or on the road, it doesn't seem to make a difference to the Lynx. They are the best team in the league by far. Name one Lynx player. Anybody? Anybody?
You got me.
Number two on the list is Washington. They have something called Elena Del Don. Yeah, well, that's your one and two in the power ranking. So they've played about nine games. You got to be sorry you missed all of those.
I really am.
Just kidding.
I don't care.
See, that should just it goes to show you don't know much about the WNBA, nor should we. I think if you actually knew something about it, if we actually known that they were playing, all right, the only way I knew that they'd played games is because occasionally it would pop up on my bookie when I'd go to look for stuff to bet.
Yeah.
Occasionally it would have WNBA game tonight on there.
We are blessed because we've gotten to the time of year where no one's going to say, you guys need to talk sports.
Right.
Because
it'll either be panic or praise the Astros.
That's all we can do. And who wants to do that all day long?
Or talk about fake practice.
That's true.
But that's only like two more days and they're done with that.
I hate fake practice.
We'll be talking boxing later in the week.
That's true.
So we'll have that. But then it kind of falls off the cliff.
I guess we don't have time for a story, but
sure we do.
I feel like a lot of fights happen. There's a few things that people fight over in this world. But I feel like when we do these crazy stories, more often than not, fights happen over someone stole my drugs.
Yeah.
Someone ate my food. Or someone's dog pooped on my yard and didn't clean it up.
Okay.
Do you agree those are three big fight causers?
Yeah.
At least for stories that we tell on this show?
Yeah.
Well, this was a dog poop fight.
Ah.
That included a stabbing.
Oh, God.
Ricardo Garcia Sanchez was arrested Tuesday and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. He is a property maintenance worker at the West Palm Lane Apartments and took issue with a resident who he thought was allowing his dog to poop on the property and the owner was not cleaning up after it. This is when you're not good at your job. Normally, if you're that guy, if you work for the apartments and you think that, you know, if let's say I worked at the apartments and Jong, you lived at the apartments and you were taking your dog around and not cleaning up after its poop. What I would do is come up and say, sir, I've noticed that even though we have a trash station here, a dog waste station, you seem to ignore it and just let your dog poop and don't clean it up.
That doesn't sound like you. You'd have been like, hey, dummy.
No, this would be me in a professional aspect. I'd be a pro here. And I'd say, I'm going to need you to
if you worked there, yeah.
Yeah, if I worked there, I would say, I need you to either start cleaning the dog's poop up or we're going to have to charge you with a fine. That seems reasonable, right? Well, what Ricardo did was he grabbed the guy by the neck and began punching him. After the victim was able to free himself, he saw Mr. Sanchez with what he told police was a carpenter's knife. The victim said he put his hands in front of his face when Mr. Sanchez began swinging the knife and cut his left middle and ring fingers. When police arrived, Sanchez approached him and said he was involved in the incident. He admitted confronting the victim about the dog and said the property manager and several residents had made similar complaints. However, he denied having a knife in his possession and told police he was unaware how the victim was injured. His bail has been set for $50,000, by the way.
Yeah, I noticed it a lot less since I moved. Most people pick up after their dogs. It's not nearly as bad as it was downtown, but I did see a guy the other day, and I just kind of nicely said, hey, I've got an extra bag if you need one.
That's a good way to do it. That's that's what a professional will do. Yeah. What you don't do is stab somebody in the hand.
No, no.
Grab them by the neck and punch them in the face.
You don't make a big deal out of it. You just say, here, here's a bag. Hope that helps. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.